This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning, gardeners. Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. I'm your host, Patrick Parent, Paul's youngest son. I'm going to be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time, so we've got 4 hours of the show like normal. And you can give us a call. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, that phone number is 855-660-4261. And like I said, we're gonna be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time. We'll do everything we can to help you out today and answer any of your gardening questions. As we all know, our New England's been up and down temperature-wise. More snow in some areas, no snow in other areas. Cold weather. It's all over the board. And we don't know what to do. Just think of our plants. Our plants are so confused at what's going on. So it's a surprise to all of us, including, you know, like I said, our plants are just wondering what is going on. Mother Nature, what are you thinking? Help us out here. You know, some of the areas are warmer than normal during certain times of year, and then it gets cold. You know, earlier in the week we had 40s, mid-40s, almost in the 50s. Actually, one day it was in the 50s. I woke up this morning, it's in the 20s. I feel like I've been bringing this up every week for the past, like, month and a half. When I say 20s, I mean to actually say it's 12. 12 degrees where I am in Lowell, Mass. I don't know. I don't know what's going on with the weather. Will we have an early spring? I don't know. Will we have, a late spring? We'll see. You know, Groundhog's Day was last week. We talked about that and how, you know, the weather, the groundhog was telling us, you know, when the spring was going to happen. It was 6 weeks till spring, or six more weeks of winter. Six more weeks until spring? I don't know. It's pretty cold right now looking at the temperatures. But, hey, you know, we'll think about gardening. We'll think about warm things. We'll think about our plants that we can use this year. Think about different projects we can do in the yard. Last week we talked a bit about container gardens. And, you know, I got a couple emails in regards to it after the show. So that was pretty cool that, you know, something was pretty interesting. So I want to talk a little bit more about that today, because I think it is very important, for a lot of different areas that have, less space. You know, one email I received was saying that they live in an 55 and over area, so they don't really have a garden. They can do more containerized stuff, and they were asking questions about how to do it. So some pretty cool information out there that we can discuss today. I want to talk about a lot of different things, obviously. Each week we try to cover some different topics to help everybody out. I also want to talk a little bit about Valentine's Day that's coming up. I want to talk a little bit about that. I have my brother Jason coming on around 9 o'clock today. Talk a little bit about Valentine's Day, you know, how to choose the right flowers, how to take care of the flowers when you get them. We talked about this last year, how it's not just about, getting the flowers for, you know, your significant other, your spouse, your whichever. It's more about, you know, going that extra step and saying, this is how you're going to take care of them the right way. This is how I chose them. This was the reason why I chose them. To get some different ideas out there. Show that the thought was really there. It wasn't just, you know, the obligatory, I got flowers. Let's kind of look into it a little bit. So he's going to be here about 9 o'clock today to answer some of those questions. You know, one of the things that, you know, working in the floral department, you know how to check for quality, knowing which ones, which plants are better than the others, how to just, with a touch or a sight, obviously, to find out, I want those types of flowers. And, you know, maybe when you're picking a couple roses, you know, do you grab the flower a little bit to see if it's hard, see if there's more behind it? What do we do? So I want to discuss that a little bit at the 9 o'clock hour, because I think it's important when you're purchasing something like that, you know, flowers this time of year, prices skyrocket, right? They go up, you know, supply and demand, right? They, you know, business aspect of it, supply and demand kind of shows you that. But what we want to really look at is with that, you know, purchase, to get it to last longer, so you're showing, you know, that you truly do care. It's not just about you're getting the obligatory flowers. See, you looked at it, you made sure the quality was there, and you know how to take care of them. How often do you change the water? What do you do? That type of thing. So, you know, we'll go into that around 9 o'clock, try to give some more information about that. Again, like I said, we'll talk some more raised garden beds. We'll talk a few other things. One of the things I want to start talking about a little bit more is, you know, we talk about all the time, when there's an issue with a plant, use this product. Use this product. I want to start more of a discussion of some of the beneficial insects, and discuss how we can take care of some of those ones that, you know, obviously we already know about certain ones, you know, like our ladybug. Everybody knows that ladybugs are, how beneficial they are. They can be a little bit of that annoyance in the fall when it starts to get cold outside and they fill the house. But, you know, I want to talk a little bit more about, it's not just ladybugs. There are some other beneficial insects out there to help out, so that they can help with some of these the other insects that are in your garden, and how to help protect them. So there are ways to do that. Obviously, you know, we've been looking more at organic products to work outside, because a lot of the products we are starting to develop more are your vegetable gardens, and you want to use organic products, and this is a perfectly organic way to do it. I want to discuss that a little bit later today, you know, because it's not just about the ladybugs. So we can talk a little bit more about that as we go forward. You know, we even have some information about how to attract the ladybugs. You know, it's, you know, obviously there's some plants and different things, but one way to really attract ladybugs is have a plant that's full of aphids. But I don't think anybody really is looking to do that. We're looking to do more of the plants maybe to attract them. So we'll go over that a little bit. So a lot of great things to talk about today. Again, we're here for 4 hours, so we'll try to fill it up with some good information for you. So that you can, get something out of it for the day and get excited for spring. The temperature fluctuation and the craziness all over, that kind of makes you want to just sit inside and, not do much. We get some warm temperatures during the week, and I can see it with my daughters. The first part of the week, we're in the 50s, and they get to go outside and play at school. And then later on in the week, they're like, oh, we can't go outside. It's too cold. It's like they're getting excited. How do you hold back a 4 and almost 2-year-old, right? How do you do that? And that's, I don't think you can actually hold them back. That's, the answer's right there. But what I really mean is, how do you, temperature-wise, how do you explain, it's still February, but it's, you can see that everybody's getting excited for spring. So let's get thinking about what we can be doing first thing this spring, getting started. And last week when we talked with Victoria from Natural Alternatives, she started talking a little bit about what could be coming in up the pike here with them for something free, like the soil test that they did last year. They've done a number of years, so let's think about that, because that's going to be exciting. Give us a call. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Be right back.
How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe as an organic weed and grass killer. No more Roundup. Organic disease control, organic insecticide, organic mold and mildew, BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash, and all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to BioSafeSystems.com, call 860-290-8890, BioSafe.
If you like to garden and want to learn more about the flowering and foliage houseplants this winter, go to paulparent.com to get a free email newsletter every Thursday morning. It's free, it's informative, and the topics will change with the season. I also include some cool music videos of the music groups we grew up singing when music was music. I put a new recipe to keep you eating your vegetables, a garden quote to keep you thinking about the garden during a cold winter. Go to paulparent.com.
I'm your BioAdvanced lawn care scientist, here to introduce new all-in-one Weed and Feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover. Plus, it kills crabgrass all in one easy step. And it has microfeed action, which creates a more nutritious, resilient root zone. That's the key to a healthy green lawn. Make the switch and try the one that weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
New all-in-one Weed and Feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions. Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
Are your window boxes and containers wilting on these hot days of summer? Do you spend countless hours watering your garden? Well, it's not too late to change that with soil moist granules. Just punch a few holes in the soil near the plant and add a pinch or two of soil moist granules. The soil moist granules will swell 200 times, holding the water in the soil for your plants to use. Established plants like roses, vegetables, annuals, perennials, and new shrubs and trees will stop wilting. That's soil moist.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results vary. Exclusions apply.
Contacts and glasses are such a hassle. I'd love to finally get LASIK, but...
I'm going
to
stop you right there. If you want LASIK, then the LASIK Vision Institute has officially taken away everything standing in your way.
Isn't LASIK expensive?
Not at the LASIK Vision Institute. We're offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. See for free if LASIK is right for you by texting DO88 to 350350.
But I'm really busy.
A text only takes seconds, and the LASIK procedure typically only takes 15 minutes. And best of all, most patients can get back to work the following day.
I had no idea.
The LASIK Vision Institute uses the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision. We've performed over 1.3 million procedures. That's experience you can trust. And we're offering 20% off our already low-cost services.
What's that text again?
Text DO88 to 350350. That's DO88 to 350350 to schedule your free consultation today.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And we're going to be here till 10 o'clock, so feel free to give us a call. Do everything we can to help you out. You know, before the break, we started talking about the soil tests that Natural Alternatives was looking to, give away free soil samples. Not yet, so don't get right on the phone yet. They'll be announcing that. We've done it in the past with them. It's an awesome, awesome thing that they do. So it's not yet, and I don't know, it's not completely official yet, so maybe I went a little bit ahead there, but I just get excited when I hear about the soil tests. We talk about it often here. I like to try and get as much of that information out there because I feel it's so important for you guys to take a look at what's going on in the soil prior to really getting everything done. So we'll look forward to that coming up this early spring. Get excited, and I want everybody to take advantage of it as much as possible because I think it's very important. We can find so much out about what's going on there, and save you time and money long term with the garden, and figure out, all right, it's not just the garden, it's the lawn as well, because I would say the majority of people are asking about their lawn when it comes to soil tests to figure out. And once that is figured out and done, we can do so much to help out by saying this is what you should be doing versus just throwing products at the yard or into the garden, etc. So definitely highly recommended, because it is just so important to know what's going on underneath. You find out what's going on underneath, you can really start taking care of the above. The more you take care of the roots of the lawn, the better shoots you have for the lawn. Same thing with plants. know, knowing what's going on. And we've made this comment a few times, because our, I go back to it each time, but our buddy Daryl and out of Vermont has, called in at one time and said, hey, you know, it's not just about being, when there's issues, you should look at doing it when you're successful so you can, copy that and continue with that. You know, when you've had something very successful, you should know what's going on so you can try to figure out, oh, this is what I did. This is why I'm so successful here. So, you know, this could be the opportunity to be looking at that as well. I know we always try to fix an issue when there's a problem, right? That's usually our main focus. But we want to try to get ahead of all those things and use some of our successes to figure that out as well. So you know where your pH levels are, where your nutrient levels are, and see what other recommendations you have to be putting down. You know, I really I love this one because, you know, you're not only getting the information that you need of what's going on and what to do. When you do it with natural alternatives, they're actually going to help you through the process of what you need to do. You'll be able to talk to somebody, ask questions. You can always ask me the questions, send me the results, and we can talk about them that way. But, you know, natural alternatives, everything that they do when it comes to their products and everything, they stand by it and they want to help you out. I want to make sure it's the right product for you. And that's why the soil sample to get the soil test done is so important. You know, they make it easy for you. They want you to be successful. That's the thing. We want to try to start figuring things out. Long term, you get to use less products, less things that are going out there. A lot of the, you know, obviously the products at Natural Alternatives, organic products that they like to use, the majority of everything to help keep the environment safe and you safe and all those types of things. So it's definitely something good to be thinking about. So that should be coming up in the next couple of weeks. Obviously, the ground right now might be frozen for a couple of days, might be locked up where you can't actually dig anything, so we've got some time. You know, all over New England's a different temperature. You just don't know what's going on. Northern part of the states of, you know, Vermont, New Hampshire, Maine had more snow than we did. Massachusetts only got maybe a dusting, and most of it's gone, or it's just like an ice coating on the lawn right now. So you can give us a call if you have some questions. Phone number here is 855-660-4261. We'll take a break. We'll be right back.
For a beautiful garden that's healthy and safe, use Dramatic Organic Fertilizers by Dram. It's the organic choice to produce brilliant fruits and vegetables that are healthy for your family. And because it's all natural, it's safe for barefoot fun and playful pets. Available at your local garden center or nursery, ask for Dramatic Organic Fertilizers. Visit us online at dram.com. Dramatic Organic for dramatic results.
Esfoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers. It's fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Esfoma.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The Trump administration has reassigned Lieutenant Colonel Alexander Vindman, who was one of the impeachment witnesses during the inquiry. His twin brother was also reassigned. He was escorted out of the White House only a few hours after the president revealed he still holds a grudge against him.
Well, I'm not happy with him. You think I'm supposed to be happy with him? I'm not.
In a statement, Vindman's lawyer said the truth has cost Vindman his job, his career, and his privacy. There was also retribution against Ambassador Gordon Sondland, who was recalled by the president. In China, the deadly coronavirus has now killed an American citizen. Americans who were evacuated from Wuhan, the epicenter of the virus, arrived in the U.S. on Friday. They'll be quarantined for 2 weeks. So far, 780 people have died. This is USA Radio News.
Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. Call right now. That number again is 800-280-2144.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay Heating Wraps and Pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. We do have a couple calls on the line, so we're going to get right to it. Nathan, who's up first?
Tonight's in Memphis, Tennessee.
Tonight, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How are you today?
Oh, how are you doing?
I'm doing great. It's a little cold up here, but that's all right.
You sound like you're bragging to me, son.
Yeah, no, not me.
Hey, Patrick, check this out. I was almost halfway a little garden store. I got a daughter, and she grew some corn. She was anxious about garden. She grew some corn, and she comes telling me, "Well, when I move, I'm going to take all my corn plants and all my plants with me." She didn't know about annuals. She thought it was just going to spit corn out for 35 years.
Yeah.
What's wrong with her, man? And your brother, Matthew, been doing all right?
Everybody's doing pretty good. My oldest brother, Matthew,
down on the ground and cursing out real good, huh?
Yeah, everybody's doing great.
I can't beat that.
No, definitely.
Yeah. So look, this is one of my gardening questions I was going to ask.
Sure.
You remember a couple of years ago, me and Paul grew that doggone tomato plant over 6 feet tall.
Yeah, definitely.
And I was wondering, would it be still some nutrients left in there? Because I ain't planted nothing in there yesterday. I mean, last year in that spot. I was wondering, would it be a good idea to get that same spot with those nutrients be all tow up now?
Did you dig anything up from there, or did you kind of leave it, you know, let it die back?
Nah, I didn't wait, Paul. I just cut it off from the base and let it stay right there.
Perfect. That you might actually have some nutrients still growing in there, deeper and all around. So I think that's actually, you'd be better off, instead of rotating a crop, using that spot. You know, it's probably got a nice root system that's going on underneath there. Might not be as thick as if there was a plant there, but I think some of those nutrients are definitely going to be there. That's like the perfect spot for it, honestly.
I'm going to add more nutrients, especially that black cow.
Yeah, that's some good stuff. And don't forget your secret ingredient to add for that fertilizer.
And what is that? Go Guts.
Yeah. No, I think you do a great job with what you're doing, especially with those 6-foot tomato plants, and you know.
What's a good time to set that suck out? Soon some show up a half up. I always never take them from seed. I always see one up, snatch it out from the feed store, and carry it home and make it do what it do.
Yeah, no, that's. I mean, sometimes starting from seed, you're looking. I mean, you're about like almost a month prior to really getting something that you want. So grabbing something that's already growing, I love that. Makes life a little bit easier. I mean, if you have some extra room in the house, you have some growing lights, things like that, you know, perfect. Do it inside. If you can't do that, you know, grab something that's a little bit bigger so that you can get started and have more success a little bit quicker, right?
Yeah. I'd rather get something already grown and plant it up, you know, grow it and plant it up and replant it and keep my fingers crossed, you know, so.
Well, yeah, I think you got a great plan, like always, going forward with those, you know, adding them in that same spot. What I'd say at this point is maybe, you know, at the end of the year, do the same thing, cut it right back to the ground, because all those nutrients you're using are still active in the roots, and it can be definitely beneficial for, you know, future crops. And maybe... Yeah. Maybe next year it's putting something else in that area with that crop rotation and putting a tomato in another area, doing the same thing, cutting it down the year after. So you're moving those nutrients all over the place. So maybe that's something to think about going forward is, you know, getting those tomatoes in multiple areas to make those nutrients everywhere in the garden. Because you've been so successful with the tomatoes, right? You know, if you have something else in the garden that you've been very successful with, try and, you know, use those two successes or three successes, whatever it is, and rotate through that so you're getting all those nutrients in the ground. I think that would be a great way to do it.
Do you think I need to start take the sharp shooting and start breaking up right now? Because you know I'm in Memphis. And, man, this ain't no Illinois or Michigan soil. Man, that's the clay hard. I'm going to put some gypsum in there.
I would definitely start working with some gypsum. You could also, if you're looking to break it up a bit, Natural Alternatives has that sulfur product. It's a granular. It works a little bit quicker than that straight gypsum. That sulfur product actually helps break down the clay quicker. So gypsum, pelletized gypsum, if you just buy a bag of pelletized gypsum, it's over time, it's a slower release type pelletized product. Whereas
let me write this down. What you said that was what?
So it's from Natural Alternative, and okay. It's just called sulfur. It's a fast-acting gypsum, basically.
All right.
Okay, and it's going to help break up some of that clay a little bit quicker, whereas you just put gypsum down, it's a slower release. This one is fast-acting, where it's once it hits the ground, it goes. It starts working. So that's something, you know, would really help you with some of the other areas, too.
Yeah, I need to put it down ahead of time so it can make it safe at home and get acquainted with everything down there, right?
Exactly. You can do it a couple times a season, two or three times to really, you know, in like 6-week intervals to break up some of that clay, to build up some of the other organic matter in there. What it also does is while it's breaking up some of that clay, any of the organic matter that's in there, it's helping release it and being a little bit more readily available for plants. So it's pretty cool stuff. I definitely highly recommend it.
I'm going to try it.
All right.
So I really appreciate the advice here, thank you. I hope you have a good time. You enjoying a good life, especially with your daughter. So you're going to get a lot of fun with them, man. They're going to do something funny.
Those
what man did.
Those two are, you know, and my wife are the reasons why I get up every day. So that's, they're the best part of everything. So hopefully, I know it, they'll be successful and we'll have a good time doing it, right?
Yeah. And Paul, not Paul, well, you still Paul, but, you make sure, I know you're a good friend, but you make sure you answer all of the little silly questions they're going to ask you.
Always do.
Real intelligence. Cause I know they can come up with some.
Yeah, you know, hey, no, when it comes to the garden, You know, it might be a silly question, but it's a question that people have, and we want to make sure that they feel comfortable being able to take care of the garden, because the better the gardens are, the better the environment is, it's going to be better for our kids, right? That's what we want.
Yeah, yeah.
So.
Well, anyway, I ain't going to suck up the whole show. You know, you might took a reading, writing, and arithmetic. That's just a fact.
All right, Sunite, you have a great rest of your day. Enjoy the rest of the weekend.
All right, enjoy life. Be good.
All right. See ya. All right. That's our friend Sunite down there. Always was talking with my dad, and it's fun to talk with, so appreciate the call. Our number here is 855-660-4261. I do believe we have some more calls in line, so we're going to get right back to that. Nathan, who's up next?
Donald's in Reading, Pennsylvania.
Donald, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
For taking over where your dad left off, that's got to be very difficult for you. I have azaleas here. They get some kind of a coating. It's a strange green coating on the branch, and then the leaves die.
Okay.
It's a
green coating, like a dark green, or?
Yeah, light green. It's a strange green. And then the leaves of the plant dry and die, and maybe next season it comes around.
Okay. So it starts on the bark and then goes to the leaves, or is it you really see it on the leaves?
Coats the bark.
Okay. And basically. Basically, what'll happen is the leaves will start to like wither up and then fall off.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. I'm thinking what you got is a type of disease on there. It could be a trying to think which one it could be, because it almost seems like it's a. You know, when you first think about it, when you think of an azalea with a coating of anything, you almost think of like that sooty mold, right? Because that's usually what you're seeing on there. But that's black.
Green.
No, I know, and that's what I'm saying. Is first thing that pops off your head is like, oh, sooty mold, but it's not. Sooty mold would be black and covering it. So we're looking at more of a, it's a type of disease. It's not going to be an insect that's causing it. It's more of like a, it's like a blight almost, that's causing this. Are you seeing any galls or any, abnormal growth on the azalea as well?
No.
Nothing. It pops up. Okay. Now, does it pop up at certain times of the year where it's like a
fall? Yes.
Okay. Is it now? When you grab it, is it easy to remove?
You can get it off, but it's not. Just doesn't fall off. It coats. It goes around the stem.
Okay. So I'm thinking it's like a bark scale. That could be a combination that's causing the disease and insects from insects. That's kind of what it sounds like the way it's going. It's just odd that it's the green color versus either white or black. That's usually what we see the most. So it's kind of got me a little bit wondering, what is it? When you say it's not like a lichen, right?
No.
Okay. I'm trying to think of green things that I've seen on azaleas like that. Green can be more gray too, the lichen. So the way I would look at it would be as a disease that's causing this to happen. You say every spring or every year, the next year it comes, the leaves come back and everything's fine. And how long has this been happening?
It's been a number of years.
Okay. It's an evergreen azalea, right? Or is it one that does lose its leaves prior to this?
No, it doesn't lose it. Normally, it doesn't lose its leaves.
Okay. Yeah, it's got me a little wondering. You know, it sounds like a disease to me based on it because it's starting and going from the branching up, and I'm just wondering. You know, I know that some of the best products to take care of some diseases and kind of prevent it. We could be using Infuse by Bonide. That's a great one, especially on, you know, some azaleas, whereas, you know, you're not eating it, so you can use a little bit more of a synthetic product.
Yeah.
So I'd look at something along the lines of like an Infuse or Funganil, something a little bit heavy like that. You could also be looking at like a 3-in-1 to see what's going on with it. I'd like you to, I'm going to go to a break. I'd like you to hang tight if you could, or you can listen on the other side. It's something I haven't seen, so I want to do a little bit of research during the break here. So if you want to hang tight for me, we're going to take a break. We'll be right back.
How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe has an organic weed and grass killer, no more Roundup. Organic disease control, organic insecticide, organic mold and mildew, BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash, and all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to BioSafeSystems.com, call 860-290-8890. BioSafe.
If you like to garden and want to learn more about the flowering and foliage houseplants this winter, go to paulparent.com to get a free email newsletter every Thursday morning. It's free, it's informative, and the topics will change with the seasons. I also include some cool music videos of the music groups we grew up singing when music was music. I put a new recipe to keep you eating your vegetables, a garden quote to keep you thinking about the garden during a cold winter. Go to paulparent.com.
I'm your BioAdvanced lawn care scientist, here to introduce new all-in-one Weed and Feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover. Plus, it kills crabgrass all in one easy step. And it has microfeed action, which creates a more nutritious, resilient root zone. That's the key to a healthy green lawn. Make the switch and try the one that weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
New all-in-one Weed and Feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions. Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
Are you tired of insects ruining your trees and shrubs? Need a product that will prevent insect damage on tall trees? Well, Bonide has the answer. Annual Tree and Shrub Insect Control will control trees and shrub-damaging insects, including emerald ash borer, woolly adelgid, and the Asiatic lily beetle. One spring application prevents insect infestation for up to 1 year. Just mix as directed, pour it at the base of the tree or the shrub, it will travel throughout the entire plant and it will not wash off.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Anyone can fall victim to moving fraud. Know your rights and responsibilities.
There was never really a valid contract.
Movers must always give written estimates.
I was bound to an estimate, but it was after the fact.
Be sure that any document is complete before signing it, and that it includes information to determine the final charges.
It was a version that I had not seen before.
Visit protectyourmove.gov to download a free moving fraud prevention guide. Search for registered movers and view their complaint histories. Move with confidence.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Now, before the break, we were talking with Donald in regards to an azalea that he has green, like fungus almost, growing on the plant, and then it loses its leaves at the end of the season. So, just thinking about it, and I read one thing that didn't have anything actually, it didn't say anything about what we talked about, but brought something to my mind.
Okay.
What I'd like to see you do, and it might be too late, and maybe you already did this, any of the leaves that fell from that azalea, get rid of them. Don't put them in a compost pile or anything like that, because a lot of times the disease or whatever it is can overwinter in those leaves. It sits under the plant, and then it comes back to the plant sometimes.
Okay, yes.
So it just... When I was reading it, it gave me this thought. It was like, oh, yeah, that is, we got to do that, especially when it comes to something that continues. Usually means it's soil-borne or it's overwinters somehow in the plant, the leaves, et cetera. One of the things you can be doing is, let's look at as doing a preventative maintenance on the plant this year. There's a couple things to use. So for a soil drench, that could help you with the plant to get rid of any of the other types of diseases that could be coming through the soil, being born that way because of, you know, leaf drop and leaf sitting there. You'd want to use, it was formerly called Agrifos, but they call it Garden Foss now from Monterey Lawn and Garden. It's a soil drench that you can put on the azalea itself into the soil to get any of the diseases that are overwintering or, you know, starting to overwinter to get rid of them. It can also be used as a foliar spray as well. So it's a fungicide for that. Now, one thought that I had while I was at break, when it comes to the flowers, do the flowers, when they go by, do they sit, turn brown and then kind of almost have like...
No, it's kind of...
Just normal?
Yeah, they're kind of normal. I mean, I think it's a hybrid azalea because the flowers have, they have white in them, red and white.
Okay. So I think we're dealing with a disease that does sit in overwinter in the soil and comes back each season. So what I'd like to see happen for that is this garden FOSS to help with any soil borne. But what I'd also like to see you do is let's try to make the plant even healthier. Then, you know, it seems like it's healthy during the season, and then at the end of the season the green comes and then it does this. So if we can start getting even more nutrients into the plant to feed it a little bit more, maybe using some of the protolizer from Natural Alternative to really build up the microbes underneath to make the plant stronger and more disease resistant. It's not completely disease resistant by any means, but it's going to help that plant be a little bit more healthy, if you will. You know, a plant, just like us, when we're healthier and we feel better, we're not going to get as many sicknesses or, you know, things like that when we're healthy, right? The same thing with plants. So if we can build up, it's almost its immune system by building a bigger root system, using the fungicide as a pre-spray, getting rid of any of the leaves that fall, any of the disease like that, and kind of being aware. Take a look early in the season, because usually, obviously it's happened a number of years, so you've probably done this, but, you know, we're seeing the end result there. See if there's any galls or anything on the plant that you're noticing earlier in the season. And, you know, it could even be as early as spring, right when it flowers. So I'd like to take a look. And that's part of, you know, pest management is saying, okay, you know, maybe there's something else I'm not seeing. The other thing I'd like to see you do, if you could, was if you could take a picture of the plant for me and send it to me. So I can take a look at it a little bit more, and maybe when the disease happens or even in the spring if we're looking at some things, because it's kind of got me a little bit. But just on my basic knowledge of diseases, it sounds like there's something like that, and this is how I'd want to do it no matter what the disease was.
Okay. All right.
So you can email me. It's paulpgardenclub@gmail.com. You can go to our website, paulparent.com, as well to get some information. That would be very helpful. But again, I think it's a disease, and that's how I would take care of it myself.
Okay. All right. Thank you very much.
All right, Donald. Have a great one.
You too. Bye.
Bye-bye. Our phone number, 855-660-4261. We'll be right back.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.